11,588. It's Clear Channel Outdoors Incorporated. They are seeking a special use exception to place an off-premise sign, and they are also seeking a variance for a reduction in the from the maximum square footage and the maximum height requirements for an off-premise sign. Sections 115.80C, 115.210.3 and 6, 115.159.5B3, and 115.159.5C of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 846 feet north of Willow Creek Road. 911 address is 16,218 Coastal Highway in Lewis. The property is zoned C1. The tax map is District 235, Map 12, Parcel 52.01. We have received no letters in support, no letters of objection. We did receive 12 mail returns. We did mail 43 letters out. Specifically, they are requesting I can't find it, of course. They're requesting a 40-foot height over the 25-foot maximum allowed, and they are asking for an increase in the square footage of the size of the square footage of the billboard. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nancy Chernoff, 808 North Salisbury Boulevard, Salisbury, Maryland.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, and staff. For the record, my name is John Pardee. I'm an attorney with the law firm Baird, Mendalis, and Brockstead in Dover, and I represent Clear Channel. With me tonight is Nancy Chernoff, a representative from Clear Channel, who is available to answer questions. What you should have in front of you that's been handed out is a notebook, which is offered in support of our application, and I would direct your attention, if I may, to tab number 2, which is a letter dated April 9, 2015, that summarizes the grounds for the relief that we are seeking, and if you will, that'll provide a bit of a roadmap for our presentation tonight. As Janelle indicated, we are seeking a special use exception for an off-premises sign pursuant to Section 115.80C and Section 115.210 of the code, as well as variances from the dimensional and height restrictions set forth in Section 115.159.5B3 and Section 115.159.5C of the code. With regard to the special use exception, the proposed billboard sign meets all of the requirements set forth in Section 115.159.5B of the code, with one exception, and that is the square footage dimensional limitation. Specifically, the code requirements that the proposed sign does meet as reflected in the exhibit, which is Exhibit B to my letter, the proposed sign would support no more than one sign. It would be adequately set back from the front and side yards, and would be located no more than 300 feet from the nearest dwelling, church, school, public lands, or another sign regulated by the code. The proposed sign would also meet all of the general regulations set forth in Section 115.160 of the code. Critically, granting the special exception here requested would not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. And that's because the proposed billboard sign would not alter the character of the surrounding area in any fashion, as there are already numerous off-premises signs located along this span of State Route 1, which, of course, is a heavily traveled highway. Indeed, this very board has previously approved billboard signs of similar height and dimension, including billboard signs located just a quarter mile north of this property and 1.9 miles south of this property. And there are photographs of those signs included at Exhibit D to my letter. You'll see the Apple Electric sign is the sign that is a quarter mile north of our property, and the Coastal Creations sign is the sign about 2 miles south. So The other point I would mention is that these billboard sign, or this billboard sign, would not be visible from any residential neighborhood. And you'll see at Exhibit E, photographs taken from the residential neighborhood to the west of this property. And I would submit to you that there is a substantial tree line buffer, as well as the existing hotel, between that neighborhood and the location of the proposed billboard sign. So it would be impossible to see this billboard sign from that neighborhood. Given the lack of a substantial adverse effect on adjacent properties and compliance with the enumerated conditions, we would respectfully request that the special use exception be granted. With regard to the variances, we respectfully submit that the variance requests satisfy all of the criteria set forth in the code. Specifically, the property is located immediately adjacent to the southbound lane of SR1, which logically supports the routine usage of billboard advertising signs. What's unique about this location, unfortunately, is that it is bordered on the north and south by tree lines and/or building structures of such significant height and density that limiting any billboard sign to the strict application of the dimensional and height limitations imposed by the code would result in peculiar and exceptional practical difficulties, for the reason that any code-compliant billboard sign would not be readily visible, but would instead be blocked by nearby buildings and trees. And if you look at the photographs that are at Exhibit F, and in particular the last several of those photographs, you can see a progression from, it's probably easiest to see it from the north. As you progress closer to the property from the north, you'll see the various signs in the area. And I'll direct your attention, if I may, to the last three photographs at Exhibit F. And you'll see in the foreground the Harvard Business Services, Inc. sign, a row of cars, a rather large spa or tub, and then the Red Mill Inn sign. And our proposed billboard sign would be located just south of the tub and just north of the Red Mill Inn sign. And that tub, if we were to build a billboard sign that complied with the code requirements, that sign would actually begin below where the tub, the top of the tub is. And it would be very difficult to see from the north. Likewise, from the south, the tree line to the south would block the view from the south. And so it's our submission here tonight that due to the unique character of this property and the surrounding properties, any billboard that would be code compliant would not be readily visible and therefore would not be a reasonable use of the property in terms of a billboard. So we submit that the surrounding physical circumstances distinguish this area of SR1 from other locations and supports the granting of variances from the strict application of the dimensional and height restrictions set forth in the code. With regard to the second criteria, I touched upon that briefly already, requiring the property to strictly conform with the dimensional and height restrictions set forth in the code would place an unreasonable burden upon the property owner, their business patrons, and indeed the general public. We would respectfully submit that in addition to the exceptional practical difficulty that would be experienced by the property owner resulting from a less visible billboard sign, the impeded visibility could result in confusion or unsafe distraction to members of the driving public who might struggle to view an otherwise obstructed billboard sign. Third, the present difficulty has not been created by the applicant, but is instead a product of the nature of the site and the surrounding properties, as I've described previously. Fourth, granting the requested variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, will not substantially impair the use or development of adjacent properties, and will not be detrimental to the public welfare. As I mentioned, there are already a significant number of off-premise billboard signs of substantial size and height in this area, and therefore granting the requested variances would create failure to grant the variances would create little public benefit, and granting the variance would be consistent not only with prior determinations of the board, but likewise with the character of the neighborhood. The last criteria, with regard to minimum variances, the variances requested here are the minimum that will afford the appropriate relief. At 40 feet in height, the proposed billboard sign would be just high enough to be visible above the tree lines and building structures located immediately to the south and north of the subject property. And critically, it's the exact same height and size of the billboard sign located just 1,000 feet to the north. In summary, the requested variances are minimal, particularly given the nature of the surrounding properties and the existence of several other off-premise billboard signs of similar dimension and height nearby. In addition, the harm to Clear Channel, if the variance requests are denied, would be practical and exceptional, placing Clear Channel at a competitive disadvantage relative to other billboard signs in the immediate area. While the probable effect on neighboring properties would be minimal, if any, Clear Channel's application therefore satisfies all of the statutory requirements for the requested variances, and we therefore respectfully request your favorable consideration. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have, as would Ms. Chernoff.
Okay, we'll start out. Mr. Burton, do you have any questions?
Yeah, you said the sign is going where the tub and the other signs at, going up between that?
Mr. Workman, it might be a little bit easier to grasp the location if you were to look at Exhibit B under Tab 2, which is a plot that shows the exact location where the sign would be. And if you have that available, sir, you'll see that in the middle of the page, there's the entrance to the hotel property coming off of SR1.
Okay.
And then to the north of that is where the proposed billboard sign would be. If you continue going north just across the property line, that's where the big tub is.
Okay.
And then the Red Mill, existing Red Mill Inn sign is to the south. In, I believe you can see that just off the entrance there. So we would be north of the Red Mill sign, south of the tub.
Yeah, okay, I see it now. Now, how high are you going with that again? Is the power lines going across that?
I don't believe so, sir. Do you know?
No. The surveyor did the locations according
to... You have to come forward so that it might pick up. Thank you.
The surveyor did the locationing according to the setback of the power lines.
Okay.
Required.
Yeah, by the picture, it looked like it was right where the power line's going to be at, but it's set back farther.
Yes, sir. It's shown on Exhibit B is set back 27 feet from the right-of-way.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Mills?
From your presentation, I understand and I'm clear on the need for the height variance, but I'm not quite clear on the need for doubling the size of the sign.
I think if you look at the photographs in Exhibit F, starting back a little closer to the beginning of those photographs, you can see the number of building improvements and signs in the area, and we would submit respectfully that a sign that is simply a little taller would still be difficult to see given the trees and the buildings in the area, and that really we need a sign that will stand out not just in height but in width relative to the other signs. If you were coming from the north, there's such a proliferation of signs, and perhaps the best view.
But it appears most of those signs are under the 50 square foot variety, and you're asking for 600.
Yes, sir, that's correct. It would be, if you look under tab D, it would be the exact same dimension as the Apple Electric sign, which is about 1,200 feet north of us. And that's the dimension that we're trying to create. If you cut that in half, that Apple Electric sign, if it were half the square footage, it would certainly be tall, but it would be fairly small otherwise, and
So as far as proportion?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And so the next page behind that gives you a little better view of the dimension of the Apple Electric sign relative to, you see the Atlantic Self-Storage sign in the foreground. And our contention is that just being up to 40 feet tall is not going to make the sign readily visible without the square footage dimension, because it's still going to be a relatively small sign.
And just not necessarily regarding this case, but a question for Mr. Lank or Ms. Cornwell. Is it legal to have that top of that apple on the apple sign, or is that not considered part of the sign?
Part of the sign.
That's what I thought. So it's illegal, right?
Could be. I don't know the size of that.
For the record, we would not have an apple on the top of our sign.
Stan, thank you. That was just for my own.
I would imagine that probably exceeds the 40 feet.
I would imagine it exceeds the approved square footage.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
Do you believe, as in your words, you would add to the proliferation of signs along the highway there?
Well, there's no question that this board has been confronted by a significant number of billboard applications recently on SR1, and I understand that there may be some temperament for having the council look at that question. I can't stand here and honestly tell you that adding one sign to this area does not add to the proliferation of signs. What I can tell you, and it relates to the criteria under your code, that this property owner and this billboard company would be at a significant disadvantage if it could not construct a billboard to at least the same dimension as the sign 1,000 feet to the north of us. So I think the short answer to your question is yes, it's going to add to the proliferation. That, I think, is a legislative question that perhaps council ought to address sooner rather than later.
I agree. Also, there would be no problem in running the sign once it was erected?
No, I think I should have Ms. Chernoff. That's a very good question, because I would imagine one of the concerns would be, why would you erect a sign if there's not a need for it?
No, there is no problem in running the sign. And as a matter of fact, we have to provide a pro forma to our corporate office that sign is going to be rented at least 90% of the time. And we have established that hurdle.
Thank you.
So you really think of being that big a sign, by cutting it down in half, do you think it really affect you that much?
Yes, sir, I do. I think that the height, as I said earlier, the height alone is needed to get above the other signs in the tree line. But if it's only 300 square feet and not 600, then that puts us at a significant disadvantage vis-a-vis other signs in the area, particularly the sign just a quarter mile north. And perhaps Ms. Chernoff can explain a little better than I the physics of visibility, if you will. In other words, just having the sign elevated, if it's not proportionately larger, I don't think actually accomplishes the objective.
You've hit the point that because it has to go up 40 feet to clear, when you're looking up at a small sign of 300 feet, the visibility is not as effective as the 600 square feet. You are going to have people that are trying to make out what the sign is, and it is because of the proportion.
So in other words, lettering is larger and so forth and proportionately.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Like the self-storage sign, I mean, it's no problem of seeing it, and the Apple electric sign, I mean, it's so big, it's going to catch your eye.
Yes, sir.
But I mean, by being so high, I don't have trouble with the height, but just the square footage, I mean, I think you can make your sign work.
Well, I guess the point is, you know, as you get higher, farther from the ground, a sign of smaller size is going to be that much more difficult to read. And so it's a matter of proportion, and as you get higher, you need to expand somewhat in order for the sign to actually be visible, not just visible, but legible, what's on it. If you could imagine the Apple Electric sign cut in half and all of the information that's on that sign crammed into 300 square feet instead of 600, it would be significantly more difficult to read. And I think that's the point I'm trying to articulate, maybe not very well, but as you get higher, you need to get larger in square footage in order to maintain the same proportional visibility, if that makes sense.
The lettering, I think you're saying. I mean, in other words, yeah, it gets...
In some ways it does, but I mean, you can have the Apple and you can... I mean, I can see both ways of it.
Yeah, I can. But again, on this height, can you explain to me why just 40 feet again?
I'm sorry?
Why the 40 feet height needed again?
Well, the tree line to the south is about 30 feet.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that area.
Yes, sir. And the tub that's just north of us and the other signs in that area, as your sight line is from the north, the average height of the signs and the tub and other obstructions in that area is about 25 feet. So if 20 to 25, I mean, the tub's not 25 feet, obviously. It's probably more like 18 or 20. But the point is, if your sign is below all that, you'll never see it until you're right up on it. And so we're trying to get just above, not anymore, but just above the tub and the tree line. That's how they came up with the height. And I think the highest sign you've ever approved anywhere in the county is 40 feet.
Yeah, we had one north of that where you're at. Like I said, I'm familiar with that area. And we had a tree line issue, because don't you think those trees that keep growing? What's going to happen then if those trees grow up higher? What type of trees are there? So 5 years from now, why are you going to come back? Well, now we need 10 more feet. The trees are growing. But we had this issue works both ways. Could you talk to them by cutting the trees down so you could bring it down lower? Then you wouldn't have to have it as big, right? Could that be? Is that a possibility?
I don't think so, sir, respectfully, because I think the tree line in the area is a fairly mature tree line. I don't know that they'll... they may get older, but I don't know that they'll get significantly taller. And I think the other point I would offer in answer to your question is that we're just asking for what's been approved for other signs in the area. We're not asking to go higher than that. And I think we would be asking for a little too much if we were to come here and ask for a 50-foot high sign. So the answer to your question is we think that 40 feet is sufficient to get us above the obstructions in the area for the foreseeable future. And we're not going to be asking for more than that. And you've never approved more than that, to my knowledge, in this area. So we're just trying to be consistent with what's in the area and do the minimal variance necessary to achieve the objective, which is to get above the other signs and the tree line. Mm. Does that make sense?
If I may,
convinced yet.
Yeah. If I may add, I was here February 2nd, and I did not have a chance to talk with Walter Wilson, who has the neighboring property. And he was here, and we withdrew because I was able to talk with him. We had originally wanted to locate it closer to his property, and the discussion of the trees came up. And that's part of the blockage. And he was... At that point, those trees have matured, and it would be too many trees to be cut down. But we ultimately did move the sign and to appease his objection and also the property owner. So we have addressed different situations of putting the billboard and the tree issue, which they are pretty much, they are fully grown. Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I think what you're hearing is we're not going to come back to you in 5 years and ask for another 10 feet.
No, we've had some. It has worked with people, though, that had the trees there. You want to put them up, because after a while, you get it up a bigger than what about the traffic going down the road. You got big monster signs. You got little, you know, where are we going to end up at after a while? That's, you know, that's an issue.
I understand.
To me, it is. I'm uncomfortable at that height. That could be lower than that, and you wouldn't have to have a bigger sign, as what Mr. Workman said.
I understand.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have.
Question. I have a question, Dave. Please.
Sure.
Is this going to be one sign face on each side, or is it going to be multiple signs on each side?
It's proposed to be one sign of 300 square feet on each side, and that's the total of the 600. Is that right? Yeah.
Well, according to this drawing you submitted, it's going to be 50 feet.
Yeah.
Like 50 by 12 on each side.
I'm sorry. 50 by 12 is 600.
On each side.
Yeah, that's right.
My question is it going to be one sign on each side, or is it going to be, well, it could be two. Could it be two 300s?
No, our application is for only one sign on each side.
Like Apple Electric.
12.
Correct.
Because one of the other signs in your picture showed a 600, and there's two signs on each side.
That's not what we're proposing to do.
That's why I asked. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, appreciate the clarification.
Yeah, I just got a couple. The trees that you say are obstructing, are they on this property or are they on neighboring properties? I couldn't quite tell from the screen.
I think the tree line straddles.
They're on the neighboring properties.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the other question I've got is. Ms. Chernoff, I hope I got
yes,
it right.
Yes, it is.
Can you affirm the statements made by Mr. Pardee?
Yes.
Affirm them as true and correct?
Yes, I can affirm them.
Okay. Thank you. I was going to ask her that.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
One question. If we grant that, the square footage, what to stop him later down the road splitting the two signs up?
Stipulation.
Make
or
it a condition.
A condition on it?
And we'd be happy to go on the record accepting that stipulation. That's what our intent is. That's what our application says. So if you made that a condition, that would be perfectly fine.
Okay. Any further questions? Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? You want to come forward, please, sir? And ma'am?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard H. Bell, 16192 Coastal Highway, Lewis, Delaware, 19958.
And if you can wait right here, can you state your name and address for the record?
Susie Hudson, 16168 Coastal Highway, Lewis.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
My concern here is a public safety issue. I sit right there at that spot, and every day my office is there. I look out the window. I see that part of southbound Route 1. We are the next property. We are the adjacent property to where they want to put this billboard.
A self-storage?
What's that?
A self-storage building?
No, sir. I'm Harvard Business Services, which is just north of the motel.
Up in the north, okay.
Yeah. I call that the edge of civilization, because if you're coming from New Jersey or New York or someplace north, southbound on Route 1, you don't hit anything at all but farms until you get to Susie's building and then my building. And you're just about to hit, although most people don't realize it, five streetlights and Lowe's and Home Depot and the Troop and everybody else down there. You are just about to hit civilization, but that is the point where people become frustrated. And I see things all the time there, people swerving around other people. That is the point where you don't want a distraction. A billboard is for one purpose only, and that is to distract you in order to give you a commercial message. I don't think people need a commercial message there, but in any case, if it's their right to do it, that's fine with me. But I don't think they should get a variance to put up a huge commercial message. At that point, actually, I would recommend that we lower the speed limit even before that point, because people don't realize they're just about to hit civilization. And we had a fatal accident there 2 years ago. A guy in a Corvette went screaming around a minivan with two old elderly people in it. They swerved off the right side of the road, hit a tree. They died. He went completely across the road on the other side and got out of the car and punched the first person that came up to his car. So this is a road rage area. To look 20 feet up and see a sign is a whole lot different than to look 40 feet up and see a sign. You are distracting the driver at the wrong place in the road.
I agree with everything he says. The other thing is, Cave Neck Road. You've got traffic coming out and merging into Route 1. You've got people on Route 1 trying to merge over to our entrance and to the motel. Right now, we're all juggling like this just because people are coming out trying to get on one. I'm trying to get over there like that. There's a lot of traffic in our entrance. Mm-hmm. Granted, I have billboards that were there when I bought the place, but I'm afraid of some electronic billboards, and they're huge. We don't need it there. I think there's other locations south of us that aren't as congested. There's a lot going on right there between the motel, Harbor Business, Clean Cut Pavers, the antiques. I am the busiest on weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly Monday. And Clean Cut Pavers, the only day they don't work is Sunday. We've got heavy equipment coming in and out. So you're just hoping the traffic that's on Route 1 is watching. And there's a lot of accidents there. And then several years from now, maybe there's going to be even more traffic at Cave Neck. It's a bad area. I don't know if you've looked at Nassau, Delaware, but there are some commercial properties there that there's nothing surrounding them. It's not as congested.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other opposition? Okay. Hearing none?
If I may, just very briefly, and I don't want to belabor the point, it's late in the evening, and I'm not discounting the concerns that were just expressed. I would just simply make the point that traffic safety is not one of the criteria under your ordinance, and it's really a DLDOT issue. So if there's a concern with distractions or people speeding or not driving properly, that's really a traffic safety issue within the purview of DLDOT. And I would point out that the first billboard that folks would see at the edge of civilization is actually north of us. So it would be very difficult to justify denying an application for a sign farther south based on traffic. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Hearing no other...
I've got one question. Mr. Pardee. I meant to ask this earlier, and I forgot about it. The sign, would it block in the views of any neighboring signs for neighboring businesses at all?
No.
Okay. That's all. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, the rebuttal chair will entertain a motion.
Chairman, I would like to table case to the next following meeting.
Okay.
Just right with the rest of the board so I have a chance to go through this and look at it a little bit better.
All right. Do you have a second to that motion?
Second.
I got a motion by Mr. Workman and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,588 until our next regular meeting, which will be June the 22nd. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Tresson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,588 is tabled until June the 22nd.